愿主与你们同在，
与你的心灵同在。
恭读圣路加福音。
主愿我灵归于你。
那时候，耶稣站在加纳撒勒湖边，群众涌到他前面要听天主的道理。看见了一只船在湖边停着，渔夫下了船，正在洗网。他上了其中一只属于西门的船，请他把船稍微挖开，离开陆地。耶稣就坐下，从船上教训群众。一讲完，就对西门说：挖到深处去，撒你们的网捕鱼吧。西门回答说：挖到深处去，老师，我们已整夜劳苦，毫无所获，但我要遵照你的话撒网。他们照样办了，摸了许多鱼，网险些破裂。他们遂招呼别的船上的同伴来协助他们。他们来到，装满了两只船，这些船也几乎下沉。西门伯多禄一见这事，就跪伏在耶稣膝前说：主，请你离开我，因为我是个罪人。西门和同梯起的人，因了他们所捕的鱼，都惊骇起来。他的伯伴，即再伯得的儿子雅各伯和约望，是一样惊骇。耶稣对西门说：不要害怕，从今以后，你们要做捕人的渔夫。他们把船划到岸边，就卸弃一切，跟随了他。上主的话。耶稣对伯多禄都情有别钟，有两只船，他拣伯多禄嗰只。天主对每一个召叫咧，都有少前提嘅，未叫佢做捕人渔夫之前，系借佢只艇，一种关系。所以跟随主咧，似乎系渐进嘅。你唔好即刻刻咁做，耶穌叫你做好多嘢。你讓耶穌坐你嘅船度，讓耶穌有能，你又跟係耶穌嘅説話，又挖到深處。當你慢慢慢慢聽到耶穌嘅話語，又根據聲音行多步，行多步咧，佢叫你做多啲嘢，做多啲嘢。如果你完全開始就已經佢已經收咗網啦嘛。佢可以話：喂，坐隔離嗰只啦，我就唔方便啊，都得噶。你睇到，就算耶穌叫佢挖到深處，伯多禄漁夫，佢知道冇乜效果嘅。佢話：我即管聽你嘅話。佢嘅經驗咧就唔及格嘅，即係耶穌係木匠啫嘛。但係佢話：我即管聽你話。你伯多禄嗰個話語咧？都俾我學習。等有一次，咪耶穌講話：邊個唔食我肉飲我血？好多人離開咗嘅。咁耶穌話：點解你又唔離開啊？伯多禄講：佢話主唯有你永生之言，離開咗你，我哋何去何從？我相信呢個唔係盲目，係有智慧。我哋人嘅智慧好有限。謝宗徒即係教唔到人前書，後尾個段個句咧好精彩，係咪？ 一切都是你们的，即包含佢所听嘅道理啊、世界啊、生命啊、死亡啊、现在将来物质嘅嘢系需要你哋，但你们却是基督的。虽然你有好多知识啦、好多能力啦、做好多嘢啦，始终你都系基督嘅门徒啊。不过佢再补充讲，而基督是天主的。即係最終，我哋心咧唔係跟人，喺實際上當時佢哋跟跟地人咁啊，因為阿波羅講道理好聽好多嘅，即係人嘅文化嚟講，文秀水平咧，佢比白都佢比保錄咧好多添，好啲添。保錄都唔錯噶啦，但係呢個阿波羅咧可能係更加精湛，所以啲人分咗兩派。所以聖保禄最后都讲，无论是阿波罗或者是黑法或者是保禄，边个都好，他们都是属于基督，你是跟随基督，无论什么名衔都好，不要这么分，你分不要紧，你跟边个跟边个，你只要听书而已，听完书之后你跟的不是跟保禄，不是跟阿波罗，是跟基督嘛，而基督是天主嘛，所以那條線呢帶他們回來，不是叫他們每次對立，各有各性，你在阿波羅得著的，如果帶不回去基督那裡，你跟錯人咯，就算你跟保羅，你不回基督那裡，你都是跟錯人了，他們不是主嘛，他帶你去主，無論方法不同，你一定要跟主，但你跟主呢，最后你的心就是属于主的，属于天主。所以我们要很幸福地，我们有这个福音带着我们，所以我们不要害怕。 So today's gospel is very helpful. Go to the deep. It's for experience of Peter. It's not workable.Because Peter, Jesus is only a carpenter, but as he is an expert in fishing, Peter, but he humbled himself, okay, I listen to what you say. And then when he came back, he knew down Jesus and asked him for forgiveness, asked him for pardon, because maybe in the beginning he had a little bit doubts, but seeing the two boats already full of fish, it's impossible.Never happened this way. We are all belong to Jesus, but belong Jesus belong to God, no? That's what the Corinthians, the word of St. Paul, because by that time the people are separated. Some follow the teaching of Peter, no, some teaching of Paul, some Apollo. And it's a tradition says Apollo is a more eloquent than Paul.He attract more people, but Paul is okay. No, whether you follow Paul or Paul, myself, Paul, the same. We belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. It's important, ultimately, you follow God, not that you follow Apollo, you follow Paul. Otherwise, separation. That's not the will of God, you know.The will of God, Jesus prays, Father, that all may be one.